For a perspective on what daily life has been like in the city of Cairo, Egyptian journalist Mohammed El-Meshad is on the phone from Cairo. He writes for the Egyptian opposition newspaper Al-Masri Al-Yom. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Leon. Thanks.
What kind of stories have you been covering over these days of protests?
All kinds of stories. And I'm writing right now a story about the opposition or lack thereof to the revolution and the slums of Cairo. Where I toured yesterday, I wrote about the mass arrests that went on a couple of days ago, which included journalists, included foreigners, included activists. I did a lot of daily reporting and updates from Tahrir Square as well, which is where I spent a lot of the last couple of weeks. I profiled a couple of political parties that are appearing on the scene on and off, although they haven't been trying to ride the wave or claim any sort of leadership in the revolution.
What have the people in the street told you as these protests have gone on?
It varies. Some people haven't been to Tahrir at all. When I went to one of the poorer areas, some would call it slums, in old Cairo, it's called the Azbat Abu Arn, it's one of the poorest parts in the city. People who live on a day-to-day basis, live on day-to-day salaries and wages, have been saying how they've been suffering because the economic conditions have been at a standstill in Cairo. But at the same time, they've been reaping some of the benefits, which include no more police repression. So most people, I would say, agree that we need a change in the system and are happy with some of the changes that happened. But as it drags on and as people still are in Tahrir and the country still at a standstill and curfews continue, a lot of people are a little speculative and they think that maybe the group of protesters in Tahrir should ease up a little bit.
The banks in Cairo open today. They were closed for most of last week. What have you seen?
Lines in front of ATMs, people hoping that their salaries are paid. Not everyone was paid, but some people were. Some of the banks weren't open, weren't fully functional, especially in the area near Tahrir. But the ATMs are all open, and there are lines in front. I stopped by some of the ATMs to ask people whether it's been working, whether they've had their salaries. A lot of pensioners are there waiting for their pensions. Not everyone has been paid, but everyone's at least has that little blanket of security, knowing that their ATM cards work again, and there's some sort of an access to cash.
Are stores open?
In the square where a lot of commerce goes on, none of the stores are open, obviously, because there's still a lot of protesters. But for the most part, stores are opening. Yesterday, when I talked to a few people who deal in scrap metal, one person who ran a pharmaceutical plant who was telling me that for the past week there has been nothing going on. But yesterday, people have started going back to work. Maybe not as much trading has been going on, but people have gone back to work to sort of get the wheels in motion again.
Mohammed El-Meshad writes for the Egyptian opposition newspaper Al-Masri Al-Yom in Cairo. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Leon.